I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who lost to Trump in the 2016 election, spoke Thursday night about the impeachment inquiry he's facing, saying his alleged actions pose a risk to the country.
This occupant of the Oval Office poses a clear and present danger to our future, to our democracy.
Clinton was speaking at an event here in Washington marking the 50th anniversary of NARAL, Pro-Choice America, a leading abortion rights advocacy group. Earlier Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that a whistleblower's complaint at the center of Congress impeachment inquiry showed that Trump was engaged in a cover-up. The complaint alleges that the president abused the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in next year's U.S. election. The complaint says the White House then tried to lock down the information to cover it up, in part by moving it to a different computer server. Trump has denied doing anything wrong. Japan is welcoming a trade pact with the U.S., but automakers are appealing for help. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has more on that story.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and President Donald Trump, both attending the UN General Assembly in New York, signed a trade agreement covering agricultural, industrial, and digital trade. The Japanese auto industry has been a main target of criticism from Trump. Automakers were hoping to see tariffs eliminated, but Japan only managed to keep them at 2.5% and win a US promise of no more for now. Hours after the signing in New York, Toyota Motor Corp President Akio Toyoda said he hoped the Japanese government would help the auto industry to strengthen its competitiveness and grow as a strategic industry in what he described as a severe situation. I'm Karen Chamas.
For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. China's foreign minister says his country is willing to buy more U.S. products, saying both sides are showing goodwill ahead of new trade talks. High-level trade talks between the U.S. and China are set to resume October 13th after making little progress all summer and creating uncertainty among investors. Federal health officials say at least 13 people have now died from vaping-related lung illnesses across the United States. Jackie Quinn has that report.
Federal health officials say at least 13 people have now died from vaping-related lung illnesses across the United States. There's been a 52% increase in the number of lung illnesses linked to vaping reported this week, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. There are 805 cases with at least 13 deaths. Researchers say that most patients said they had vaped products containing THC, the ingredient that produces a high in marijuana. But some patients said they vaped only nicotine. Health officials are advising people to stay away from e-cigarettes and all vaping products until they can figure out what's causing these life-threatening lung illnesses. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam held talks Thursday for the first time with residents in an effort to end 4 months of sometimes violent protests. The embattled leader said before the open dialogue with members of the community, she would be ready to receive constructive suggestions about how to heal rifts in the semi-autonomous region. Massive protests first began back in June over an extradition bill the government has since promised to withdraw. Protesters continued demonstrating until other demands are met, including direct local elections and police accountability. Afghanistan is bracing for possible violence ahead of Saturday's presidential election. Amid an effectively stalemated war and postponed U.S. peace talks with the Taliban, the insurgents are threatening to attack polling stations and some political candidates, concerned about potential fraud and threatening violence if elections are not considered fair and transparent. The Taliban has vowed to disrupt the elections during the campaign season and on Thursday once again threatened voters to stay away from the polling centers. Saudi Arabia, for the first time, is opening up to international tourism. The historic move is widely seen as a way for the Middle Eastern country to lessen its dependence on revenue from oil. Friday, the kingdom will announce the 49 countries whose residents will be eligible for visas to Saudi Arabia. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Today. The Voice of America. VOA1.